On a warm day, asparagus grows so quickly, sometimes it needs to be harvested twice. It's a labour-intensive crop, and that's why this Victorian asparagus grower is one of the scheme's biggest users. Joe Vasari hopes to employ 150 people this year under the program, and 200 people next year.
Look, I find them, these are people that they come over for a specific purpose, for a specific amount of time to do a particular job, where backpackers in general are sort of, they're here more in a holiday scenario, working holiday scenario. They're not always as reliable as we find that the Pacific Islanders are.
The federal government now requires farmers to guarantee 30 hours of work per week, but has increased the amount of money farmers can claim for their employees' travel expenses, like airfares.
To date, we've recovered approximately $400 of their airfares, and I think, look, from my own point of view, that is probably enough. Otherwise, it becomes an issue where if they do pay all their costs, etc., the money they take home probably would not be as attractive, as it is with us actually wearing a few of the costs.
In addition to covering transport costs, farmers also provide accommodation. Joe Vasari says the costs add up, but in his case, it's worth it.
It is more expensive for us than a lot of other labour involved, but I'm actually quite happy to absorb the extra cost and extra work of looking after them, because they are legal, and I feel that they are a great source of horticultural labour for now and into the future.
One of the changes the National Farmers Federation likes is that anyone in the agriculture sector can now use the program. NFF Manager of Workplace Relations Sarah McKinnon says they also support the uncapping of the scheme.
It just means that there's no artificial constraints on how many workers are able to come over to Australia and work on farms and earn more money that they can take back home.
My understanding is that the number of workers that the country could take wasn't actually being met. So is it really that important to uncap the program?
I think it's planning for the future. They've recently just announced that Fiji is likely to join the program. So it's just contemplating future developments in the program where we'll have new workers coming into the pool of available and interested workers and not having to keep adjusting the caps each time.
The changes also open up the program to the tourism industry. Is this likely to make it more difficult for farmers to attract workers?
Look, we hope not. We don't think so. It's certainly, the Seasonal Worker Program is quite a structured program, and it requires quite an investment to make it work. So we think, it's good for farmers, and if the tourism industry can also benefit, then I think that's a good thing.